This is JIS News. Coming up, Justice Minister to spearhead legal framework for medical marijuana and industrial hemp industries, positive feedback from the Tourism Industry Entertainment Registry, and Foreign Affairs Minister attends 8th UK Caribbean Ministerial Forum in London. The news in detail after the break.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Now the news. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding is spearheading work to develop a legal framework that will facilitate the creation of medical ganja and industrial hemp industries in Jamaica. The work is being coordinated by a cabinet interministerial subcommittee, which the minister chairs. Senator Golding says the move arises from the administration's acknowledgement of the need to position Jamaica as an important player in the development of these sectors.
The objective is to secure the economic and medical benefits of ganja while minimizing the risk of abuse. A robust regulatory framework can provide the platform for the development of a formalized and tax-paying medical ganja and industrial hemp industry from which Jamaica stands to derive significant economic benefits.
Minister Golding was addressing journalists at Jamaica House recently. He says it is envisaged that a portion of the licensing revenues from these industries will be used to fund a public education program to discourage ganja use by minors and other vulnerable persons. The funds are also expected to provide support for programs dealing with ganja abuse and addiction. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment is reporting positive feedback from the public regarding the establishment of its entertainment registry. The registry is aimed at certifying and registering local entertainment practitioners. Junior Minister Damien Crawford says while the response has been good, the ministry is hoping to get more persons to register.
We're now going to be going on our marketing campaign. The JIS is actually designing a full campaign for us for the rest of this month and next month, and that is why the deadline is the 31st of July.
Mr. Crawford says discussion is ongoing with the Ministry of Labour and Social Security to facilitate an amendment to the 1999 Place of Amusement Regulation to make it necessary for the promoter to be registered in order to apply for a Place of Amusement license. The regulation requires that organizers of entertainment events present an insurance agreement before they can be granted a license to stage activities. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator AJ Nicholson, is in London for the 8th UK Caribbean Ministerial Forum. The forum is being held June 16 to 17 under the theme Partnership for Prosperity. It seeks to facilitate the enhancement of relations and cooperation with the United Kingdom within an institutionalized framework, mainly in the areas of trade and investment, security and sustainable development. There will also be a trade and investment forum focusing on business opportunities for UK-based investors and businesses in the Caribbean. Minister Nicholson will subsequently visit Germany and France during the period June 18 to 20, following invitations extended by the foreign ministers of those two countries. The visit will provide an opportunity for high-level engagement on bilateral and multilateral issues of mutual interest. And the University of the West Indies, UWI, is to coordinate 6 innovation hubs under the Caribbean Mobile Innovation Project. Minister of State in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson, says the project aims to strengthen the Caribbean mobile innovation ecosystem and enable sustainable and competitive mobile enterprises to grow.
These are business incubator facilities that target the mobile app developer. They identify talented entrepreneurs with high growth potential ideas and recruit them for incubation.
Minister Robinson was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Thursday. The hubs will provide entrepreneurs with physical workspaces, state-of-the-art equipment and app testing facilities, back office support, as well as technical and business training. The World Bank spearheaded program is being implemented with funding from the Canadian government and is part of the Entrepreneurship Program for Innovation in the Caribbean. That was the JIS News. I am Caroline Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.